This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Super Don and I were just talking about the depths of depravity in Hollywood, and now we got to start a story with the depths of depravity in the pharmaceutical industrial complex world. And it's hard to say which is worse when I look at both of these realms. Super Don, you mentioned big news, breaking news, Kevin Spacey is gay. Like, people didn't figure that out, right? And of course,
well, you know, but here's the thing. I never really even thought about it. I mean, it's just one of those things that stuff just isn't on my radar.
No, I understand. I get that, and it's not on mine. But
other people have said that. They're like, "Well, yeah, well, welcome to the party." You know, where it's like, I guess some people already suspected that or knew. I don't care. You know, it just doesn't matter to me. But it's interesting the context of it, though.
Sure, what does matter is that. Apparently, and that's the claim of this other actor who was 14 at the time, that he was, you know, molested, attempted some not so nice stuff.
And I know that do you recognize the actor?
I don't know.
Anthony Rapp, I think his name is.
I don't.
He is he's one of the cast members of the new Star Trek show that came out just recently that I watched.
I only saw like 20 minutes of the opening. I haven't watched anything since, so I don't know.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But look, I've said, gosh, you know what? There's an ugly underbelly to the far-reaching depths of the elites on planet Earth. They stay elite partly by abusing and doing horrible, unspeakable things to children. And, you know, Spacey may be one of them. I don't know. I'm just saying that his response to the accusation was, he's gay. That should not go over well with anybody who is also gay. Because that
exactly.
You think about that, that enforces or reinforces the position of people that, oh my gosh, if you're gay, you're a child molester. Which, you know, that's not my perspective. I mean, you know, I'm just saying you choose your path, or maybe you say it's not your choice. I'm not even going to get into that argument. But the choice to molest or attempt to molest a child is a choice. Don't tell me and so rightfully now we're seeing a lot of this come out with the Harvey Weinstein issue. And I think there's a demented quality to human beings who would do that to children, no matter who they are, whether they're heterosexual, homosexual. It's just horrible. So as we open the show, I didn't even want to necessarily talk about that, but maybe, you know, we can cross-reference the pharmaceutical industry and say, could it be as evil? I mean, let's think about the vaccines and the drugs and how much and how often they actually harm for life or outright terminate life in children. And so I'm not making moral equivalencies here. I'm just saying, hey, man, there's a lot of damage and injury and death being visited upon children by institutions that are revered, whether it be for those that are on the Hollywood left that revere Hollywood, or anybody that enjoys a good movie. To say, gosh, now is everything tainted? Are there any people who are actually, you know, good-hearted people but not abusing their power? And then we look at Big Pharma and the abuse of power. Their willingness and ability to buy off our politicians, to certainly buy off the news, to pay off the bureaucratic oligarchy in such a way that the FDA, the CDC, the FTC, they look the other way, due to the injury and death caused by Big Pharma, and they go after who and what? The potential competition for Big Pharma, which shouldn't exist at all because pharma has it's an unparalleled monopoly in the history of the United States to sell their wares, even by mandate. And I would say in many cases by fiat, because the science is phony. The more we look into it, the more we find out the drug industry funds its own science and, of course, cheats on its own science to go to the FDA and say, see, it's awesome. Let's get it approved. Now, this story, as we open today's Robert Scott Bell Show, is rather interesting. By the way, Advanced Medicine, Dr. Bittar will be with us next hour. Shane Trejo from the 10th Amendment Center coming up this hour. This story, unbelievable. Now, this is like we talk about the Washington Post occasionally. The clock is broken, and they're right once in a while. CNN even. I will give them props. Super Don gets on me if I make too broad of an assertion about the mainstream media being 100% bogus. I get that. And I'm not even going to assert it at this point because CNN has covered a story here that's very embarrassing to one particular aspect of the drug industry, the opioids. And as Donald Trump has come out and rightly said, it is a genuine emergency, a genuine crisis. Funny that CNN shouldn't come out against the declaration. In fact, they've actually exposed the particular manufacturer that Trump said was one of the evil players here. Am I getting that right, Super Don? This is one of the ones he was actually referencing, not by name, but indicated this is the one.
Yeah, well, he referred to it as an evil opioid that needs to be removed. And we actually had talked about this particular drug a while back.
Yes, we did.
As being like just this incredibly ridiculous, dangerous opioid that's on the market that should not be there. And a lot of people agreed, including the drug company at the time.
This is what's stunning about this story, folks. You got to read it. It's a long article. I'll try to encapsulate it here. Endo Pharmaceuticals self-pulled. They said, we're pulling this drug, this opioid, because it is so dangerous, people are crushing it and snorting it. It's a very, very high risk of addiction. And we want to be good stewards of the health of the people that would use our medicines. So we want to pull it from the market. So that's the unprecedented step to the FDA. We want to pull it. Now, at first you're going like, wow, this Opana ER, as they're calling it? You want to pull it? Yeah, we want to pull it. It's really bad. Come to find out, again, short story here, folks, and Super Don, you can embellish too on this, that they were doing this with the specific intent to block a generic form of this drug from hitting the market and eating into the sales now that the so-called patent protection had run its course. And, in fact, they were holding it off, sliding it long enough, right? Till they could come out with a special extra crispy version of Opana ER. What do I mean by that? Not original recipe, no extra crispy. It's that we created a pill that was much more difficult to crush into powder and snort. So we're being good stewards, and now we want the patent protection. We'll bring this sucker out. And guess what, folks? They figured out a way to cook this stuff down into a liquid to be injected. And so it actually ended up being worse than a horrible drug that preceded it. But guess what? They succeeded in preventing the generic manufacturers from taking market share and money from them. Oh, but we're good stewards. We told you our drug was bad. But now they want to roll that back and say, well, no, it's not that bad. Because we've now got an agreement with the generic pharmaceutical. We're going to share profits. So let's go back on this. And it's like, are you kidding me? This is what we call a cluster opioid crisis of their own making. Protecting their own profits over, obviously, the health of the people when they claim to the FDA that we're protecting the people because this particular version is dangerous. We got a better version, which happened to not be better. Super D, the depths of depravity. I'm not likely collectivizing, am I? I mean, this is one particular drug company. But the behavior, the purchasing of all of those entities in the elite world, the profiting off of addiction, the initial approval of many of these opioid drugs monkeyed the data so it didn't look to be as addictive. We've covered that as well. This company should burn in hell. The people behind it should burn in hell for what they're doing. And, of course, we have options, but go ahead, Super Don. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, I, there's really nothing more I can do than agree with you on this. this is one of those things you don't have to expend a whole lot of mental energy to come to a conclusion. On the one hand, you have to be enraged a little bit and angry about this just because it's ridiculous. It's a in-your-face, blatant, what would you call this? Just almost a ha-ha, I told you so, you know, na-na-na-na-na by the drug company, because they're just looking to make money. And that shouldn't be a surprise to us. We know this. But for them to come out, I mean, they should have total egg on their face at this point. I don't even know how they could do
this. How do they have any credibility
with that straight face? Yeah. And here's the thing. When they went to this pharmaceutical company, Endo, to ask them, well, so why did you decide to now suddenly do this? Here's their answer. They said, the FDA is charged with the sole determination of whether pharmaceutical products are safe and effective. Well, I mean, talk about passing the buck here. It's a little bit late because you guys were the ones that were out there jumping up and down talking about how dangerous this was and that it shouldn't be on the market and we need to not allow this to be out there. And now all of a sudden when your drug now has been targeted by the President of the United States as being something that needs to be removed, now all of a sudden you're going to fall back on that thing that was the big boogeyman that you were trying to be the, you know, a Robin Hood, right, out there trying to save the people and help the little man. Now you're going to fall back on it to make money off of it.
No, it's not our fault.
It's embarrassing. Should be embarrassing.
More evidence that the Fear and Death Administration needs to be dismembered and dismantled, and the people need to stop relying on federal bureaucracies to protect them, because they're not. They've been captured, and they'll always be captured by industry, who, of course, profits off of your naivete. Those of you who listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, perhaps blossoming out of naivete into these realities and perhaps have embraced CBD. I hope you have. But even then, there's a wide variety of quality of CBD. I mean, a lot of these companies, because everybody's jumping into CBD, Super D, they are jumping in and they're getting it from everywhere and anywhere. And I can't rely on the content, or even a lot of them are now isolating super concentrates, and it's not appropriate for everybody. I mean, that's why, folks, I like the responsible way that CV Sciences is going about it. The CBD, if you go to Plus CBD Oil, you're going to see whole plant concentrates. Responsibly done, validated what's in there each time, so you know what you're getting, and you're not going to end up with, oh my gosh, I've overdosed on CBD. Granted, it's not to kill you per se, but you don't need to be sleeping when you're operating heavy machinery either. Folks, you got to be careful about even the dietary supplement industry. I'm not here to say that there's nothing to be concerned about there, but PlusCBDOil.com. You can go there and get it. RSB15 gets you 15% off.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Rocking the hell, we're cranking it up for health freedom and healing liberty. We're doing that now because this is what we do every Monday for Advanced Medicine. Those of you listening live, we got Dr. Rasha Bitar scheduled. Also a visit from our friends at the 10th Amendment Center. Shane Trio is coming on board to talk about the adult and child vaccine mandates. How are we gonna curtail this? How are we gonna reverse out of this? That's the question we got. But first and foremost, hydration. Yes, hydration. We usually like to have our buddy Paul Berger on for hydration stories. We didn't reach out to him fast enough today, but there's a very interesting story, basic concept, sort of like should be moment of dub, but it is not. And in fact, I'm looking at this story about dehydrated children and thinking back to my own constipated childhood, Super Don. I am. And not with much pleasure in thinking about this. I was ravaged with antibiotics much of my young life. My parents didn't know better. We were a pharmaceutical family. Infection, antibiotics. Infection, antibiotics. And I blame a lot of that for my gastrointestinal inflammation and sluggish elimination from childhood. But I cannot overlook the reality that I was also of the generation that started drinking soft drinks more than water. I don't know, Super D, if it was a staple or a delicacy growing up. But we got 6-packs and 12-packs of Coca-Cola coming in. And, you know, you go out to the fast food restaurant, you have another Coca-Cola, right? And water, well, you know, if you were really thirsty, you might open up the garden hose when you're out there playing. But, you know, soft drinks were the thing.
They were.
Were you doing?
You know, and not so much when I was a kid, because my parents didn't bring a whole lot of that into the house. I actually drank water and milk. That was pretty much what I drank when I was growing up as a kid. Now, when I got older and I became a teenager and I had the ability to have a little more freedom into where I acquired things that I ate and drank, then of course, yeah. I mean, I was a Pepsi guy. I wasn't a Coke.
Yeah, but, you grew up in a different part of the country. I went to Coca-Cola University. So, yeah, I know. Like I said, and I remember coming off of it, it was literally a physical addiction. I could smell it. I could taste it in the air when people were drinking it around me. Don't tell me it's not an addictive substance. So they're actually saying that 4 to 8 year olds should be drinking 5 glasses, 1 liter of water a day, 7. You know, again, we talk about this, and a lot of times I would go on the Jerry Doyle show and all those years ago, and he'd say, how much water should we drink, Robert? You know, and they say half your body weight in ounces every day, but, of course, differential based on levels of activity, metabolic uniqueness, et cetera. You live in the desert versus, you know, somewhere else. And, you know, basic common sense, but why do kids not drink water? Well, I remember water, you know, I didn't know it tasted like chemical pool water until I stopped drinking it and started drinking filtered water and spring water. I went back to the tap. I'm like, dude, this tastes like a swimming pool. So problematic is the taste at some level. And, you know, you start giving kids the Echo water, the hydrogen water, it really does change and somehow excite the thirst buds to go, yeah, water, give me water. I want to drink water. You know, kids are locked away in prison cells. These are called government indoctrination centers. Some of you know them as public schools. And they're not allowed to drink water. If they are, probably it's going to be chlorinated, fluoridated. If your school has filtered water, consider yourself fortunate for your children's sake and that they let them actually drink water during the day and hopefully encourage that. But that's not happening in most public schools. They actually mention milk and fruit juices and smoothies as other options. We know you can get water from other things. But drink some water. Try to get an ecosystem. You can get it in there. Think about holidays. Think about investments in good things for your family. You know, you can get it, I think, for as little as $17 a month. They have this finance deal. So options abound, and you're spending more than that on bottled water already. So consider it. But I want to say this about Halloween, because it's tomorrow, before we go to this break. I brought out the Halloween candy. Was it on yesterday's show, Super Don, that my wife brought me the Halloween candy?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So just to show you, we have organic Halloween candy that we're going to give out if anybody comes by. And it's mainly so we don't get egged and toilet papered. You know, you got to give them something. And if I'm going to give them, you know, organic information, they're probably going to egg me. So, like, it's a little bit of a survival mechanism. But I will say there's another thing that Reggie at Better Way Health just sent me. And those of you watching on YouTube, it's called Beta Kids. And I've been saying this about the Beta 1 3D glucan. As soon as your kids can swallow a capsule, get them on this to modulate immunity, because they're going to be around a lot of vaccinated kids who are shedding viruses, and I want to keep their immune system modulated and strong. But the kids who are younger can now do Beta Kids, and that's the beta-glucan gummy, beta-1 3D glucan, and it's available now. It's certainly better than most everything else the kids are going to be eating after Halloween. So give them a treat like that. They're going to come out stronger, not weaker. And no GMOs, no artificial colorings and garbage like that. BetterWayHealth.com if you want to get some. I know it's late, but go ahead. Call them up tonight or tomorrow and order some post-Halloween, and you can trade the candy out for the good stuff. All right, more powerful healing. Shane Trail from the 10th Amendment Center coming up to stop vaccine mandates next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors years for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, I'm not into a lot of group dynamics here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm a sometimes called a rugged individualist. Well, whether it's rugged or not, I don't know. But I like the defense of individual liberty. I think that's what is unique and great about America. The origin of America is not our diversity. It's not our strength. Our strength is our love of liberty and our love and defense of individual liberty. A group that does get it. There are individuals within that group that do get it. You've heard of it. I've mentioned it. It's called the 10th Amendment Center. And on with us now from the 10th Amendment Center, Shane Trejo, and he's got some interesting perspectives on ways to nullify, you moms and dads out there want to listen, nullify federal vaccine mandates coming on down and maybe altering the way they are promoted on the state level as well. Shane, hey, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Nice to have you with us.
Happy to be here.
So what is it that got you going on this particular article up in Michigan? I know that's where you live or nearby somehow, but the idea of nullifying federal mandates is something not new to the 10th Amendment Center, but to tackle the vaccine issue is a little bit newer.
Yeah, this is something that's really come on our radar in the last few years, and we've been tracking these bills as the push for mandatory vaccinations has become more out in the open. We felt the need to push back and enact or push for bills that would stop mandatory vaccinations or in other and somehow contradict the federal government and big pharma collusion that's coming down the pike. So I got wind of these two bills because I know the legislators personally, so I was able to get on it pretty quick. It's in Michigan, and the two bills that have been introduced there that are very interesting right now, what they would basically do is they would ban the state Department of Health and Human Services from changing any rules regarding the age periods for immunizations or the minimum ages for at which immunization may be commenced and the minimum number of doses required during a specific time period. But the reason why this is important, banning the state bureaucrats from changing the rules, is because most of the time the bureaucrats at the state level, federal level, whatever level, are unappointed, unelected, and unaccountable to the voters. So by taking that power away from the local bureaucrats and putting it in the legislature, at least there is some pushback if the legislator votes for enacting, say hypothetically, mandatory vaccinations, there would probably be considerable pushback. They would have to go on the record, put a vote in for that. There would be advocacy groups that would hammer them, from a wide variety of angles, religious angle, health freedom angle, and so on and so forth. So by taking it out of the hands of the unelected bureaucrats and putting it into the legislature, that adds an additional protection that could help from the worst case scenario from taking place. And additionally, the bill would take all the rulemaking power away from the local bureaucrats and the state unelected bureaucrats, and the legislature would exert control. It's not to say that these legislatures aren't usually incredibly corrupt. I can tell you personally that the Michigan legislature is very corrupt, but at the very least, the legislature is people pay attention to it more so than the state and local bureaucrats, and that if there is some level of accountability coming from voter pushback, and these were not bills that were made by the 10th Amendment Center. These were not. We have model legislation on our website on a wide variety of issues, but this was not our model legislation. The reps, give them a ton of credit. Rep. Steven Johnson and Rep. John Riley came up with these bills on their own. And that's really the encouraging thing from the 10th Amendment Center and from the nullification movement, that so many of these bills are popping up all over that we can hardly keep track of them. So it's really developed over the past 6 years that I've been involved into a powerhouse that is really a national force. And though they don't necessarily talk about it on the mainstream media, this is a movement that just constantly gains steam.
Well, Shane, we've been friends with the 10th Amendment Center since I learned about Michael Bolden, and I think the first event I actually got to speak at for them or with them was the 10-10-10 event in Orlando all those years ago, and I got to be partaking in a lot of the nullification tours. And my perspective was to bring that concept, the things you're writing about now, into that, because so many people that are into smaller government and constitutionally limited government and recognize the power of the states and the people over the federal government when they violate their strict limitations wanted to bring that into the health arena that it wasn't addressing so much. And so I'm just super excited that you're on it, and of course that these two reps who weren't even associated, affiliated officially with 10th Amendment Center. And I think the bill numbers, HB 5162, HB 5163, if you're in Michigan and you're paying attention, we have links to the article that Shane wrote, which listed as well and links to it at robertscottbell.com. So bringing it closer to home, this is the concept. No accountability at the federal level. At the state level, there's limited, but it's a little closer to home. And I've said this, anytime I go to a state capital, whether it be Tallahassee in Florida or, as you mentioned, in Michigan, don't you feel kind of dirty, like you have to take a shower immediately?
Yeah, definitely, especially in Lansing. I know in Lansing, Michigan, they've said that in many different metrics, we have the most corrupt legislature in the country. It's a full-time legislature. There's no real, there's term limits, but they don't seem to do much. But there still is hope, though. I can tell you one quick story about the one of the reps who introduced this bill, Rep. Stephen Johnson. He ran virtually no money against the establishment opponents and won because he was.
Did we lose Shane? Shane, you still there? I don't know what happened. We just lost him. Try to get it back on. Yeah, it was interesting, Super Don, when I was at the Schizencephaly Conference last week in Florida.
All right.
And up comes this guy introducing himself. Nice man. He says, I'm running for governor of Florida. I was like, really? What are you doing here? Well, I'm all about holistic health care, health freedom, nullification. He used the term nullification. And he says he was reading Tom Wood's book, Nullification. I thought, holy tamale. This guy is running for governor, and he knows about nullification in Florida. I got to connect him with Tom Woods. That reminds me that Shane's on, that I've got to follow up. Because, Shane, you might not have heard this. I was just at a health conference, medical conference, speaking to families, and there was this guy that walks up, introduces himself as a state rep or something. He's running for governor. He also is very much into state nullification. He says, I want to nullify everything. And he proceeds to tell me he's reading Nullification by Tom Woods. And I'm like, did you know Tom Woods is in Florida now? It's like, no, I got to connect with this guy. It's like, yeah. So stuff's happening out there. It's hard to keep up with it all.
But yeah, it is great news that, people are discovering these ideas and they're realizing that, the federal government is very much controlled. Even, a lot of people thought by putting Trump in there, it'd be some massive change. But most of the bureaucrats stayed in place. The FBI is still around, the CIA, DEA, FBA, and so on. All the alphabet soup agencies are still around. So the need for nullification is now more than ever. States need to say no to federal policies that are abhorrent and unconstitutional. They need to take the power back themselves and then give it to the state government, local government, and the people. That's how the Founding Fathers wanted it. And although there's been a long, people try to say the ideas are antiquated, now they're more important nowadays than they ever were.
Yeah. Shane, the concept of nullification has its roots in consent, I believe. I mean, the setup is, if the federal government does something that violates the terms of the agreement, you shall not consent to what they have imposed upon you, whether it be a mandate or a prohibition. And one of the more powerful things that we have, and I say perhaps the most powerful thing we have, and it's a spiritual issue, I believe, is not the vote, which is basically a privileged activity in an artificial creation, which is government, but it is your consent or your withdrawal of that consent that is much more powerful than your vote. And I get a lot of pushback from people that go, oh, you're one of those that doesn't want to vote. I'm like, listen, if you want to vote, follow your bliss. I'm not here to tell you not to. But then don't complain when they come down and take everything you got because your energy fed the system that abused you, enslaved you, robbed you of your very vitality. They said this is a very big spiritual crisis. Our founding fathers were very spiritual in their context and concepts and very learned in terms of their mental capacity as well and understanding history. And they attempted to set up a limited government that would not run roughshod over the freedom of the people to move about what was then to become known as the American cabin. And the 10th Amendment Center is doing some great stuff to kick some butt and get that concept back out there for the people to actually activate and do something that's better than voting. In my opinion, that's just me. Shane,
absolutely.
Your turn.
Yeah, voting, people need to realize, if you want to vote for a better candidate than the other one, the lesser of the two evils or third party or whatever, that's fine. But it's not enough. Just showing up to vote every 4 years, I think that's what got us in this mess. People trusted the two-party system. They trusted the federal government. They showed up to vote thinking that everything was okay, and they got a rude awakening when the economic collapse happened and all the other, horrible things that have happened in the recent years. So people need to open their eyes and realize that they need to get involved. They need to, push for, nullification at the state level. If your state's not doing it, go to the local level, start a petition, get out there, talk to people about these issues, because you will find in the field, going door to door, talking to people, you'll be shocked at how many people are concerned about vaccines or big government or any of these issues. So you've got to get out there and talk to the people and organize. And organize around the ideas of resistance, the ideas of nullification, the ideas of we're going to take power away from the federal government instead of creating new government powers. We're going to take that power away and go back to the market and the people deciding rather than bureaucrats.
Otherwise, just in time for Halloween, the Hegelian dialectic has you. Run! immediately to the 10th Amendment Center, begin to learn. Because look at what happened in California, folks. We're talking with Shane from the 10th Amendment Center. The Democratic state of California has enacted mandates that go beyond the federal, to force every child that goes to school, public or private, to be fully up to speed on the CDC's schedule, which is not rooted in science, but rooted on convenience. Mandated in, not based on scientific study, rigorous inquiry on safety or efficacy, but convenience and, of course, profit.
Absolutely.
Nullify them. Nullify them. Go ahead, Shane.
Yeah, definitely. And, the CDC and the FDA are very much in bed with Big Pharma. The idea that they are regulating Big Pharma is nonsense. They are the clients of Big Pharma. They enable them. Usually the people at the head of the organizations are, in fact, former Big Pharma reps themselves.
Revolving door. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how
Shane, listen, man, I'm so appreciative of you and the folks at 10th Amendment Center for all that you're doing, but it's not enough. You guys can't do it all alone. If you're not already a member, supporting member of the 10th Amendment Center, please go check it out. The links are in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com will take you there. Shane Trejo, thank you for all that you're doing. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right. We'll be back with more powerful healing and donuts, too, after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Robert Scott Belcher.
Wearing my organic, non-GMO, the Power to Heal is Yours t-shirt tonight. And I just had to say it. For those of you watching.
What? You know what? Funny thing.
What? Are you wearing yours?
No, I am actually wearing the first generation Robert Scott Bell Show t-shirt today.
Was that the Liam Shep design?
The one with the American flag on the front.
Oh, man, that goes so far back. I forgot
That's
about that one.
That's old school. I still have it.
We got to get that on. See, I've got to get this toaster oven thing that will allow me to do simultaneous video from you while we're on the air so we could see you. That would be awesome. I would be so thrilled.
Would you like me to take a picture and send
it? I would. To remind everybody of the iterations of the Robert Scott Bell Show t-shirts. And eventually we'll bring out more. If y'all want RSB Show swag, just say so. Somehow we'll make it happen. By the way, DoctorsWhoRock.com, that's where we're going to be Friday night. And apparently, we just learned yesterday from Kelly Gallagher and Tim Ray that they're going to honor little old me with some kind of award. I don't know what it is, but okay. And Ty and Charlene Bollinger will be there. There's going to be a lot. Del Bigtree's going to be there. I don't even know all the folks. Probably I know every one of them, but very excited to be with you on Friday evening. And there are tickets still available. If you go to DoctorsWhoRock.com, I'm sure, Super D, you've got it in the notes still. So if they go to RobertScottBell.com and they want to join us in Orlando for that.
Absolutely.
This weekend.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And it's piggybacked onto the ACIM medical conference as well. I might be there pouring some molecular hydrogen water, some echo water, too. We'll see. We'll see where it goes. But looking forward to be there. Now, squirrel, ever been distracted? Well, probably once or twice. I like to catch Super Don when he's distracted because he's multitasking all the time. It's not like he's being a bad boy. Really, he's not. It's just fun because that means you have to take another shot of either CBD or hydrogen water or silver hydrosol or something. But there's a study about the issue of distractions. Very real. Headline, distracted? Blame the donut. Blame the donut!
Donuts.
Ah, thank you, Homer.
That's right.
Well, what does this prove? Basically, they did a study, you know, people taking some kind of online computer test, and then donuts are right next to them, or a picture of a donut. Somehow they get images of junk food. And that apparently was more distracting than other kinds of images. Like paper clips. Not distracted by paper clips, but a jelly donut, sprinkles, you're distracted. Probably even if you don't eat them anymore, like I don't. And when I was in Seattle, I had no time to find the organic donuts. My son was so disappointed. He said, Dad, you're supposed to bring me some organic donuts. I didn't even have a chance to get any. Next time, I'll stay a little longer. junk food. We talked about the danger of drugs. How about the danger of food that is devoid of vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals, devoid of chromium and loaded with refined carbohydrates? Can be argued that can be as deadly as a drug. May not be as quick, but it is devastating nonetheless over time. To defeat the jelly donut disaster that is here, when you're going to take this test, next time somebody's going to experiment on you, like you're doing a psychology test at college, right? You know how they experiment on you if you got a psych major? You go in there before the test, and you take 100 micrograms of the whole food form of GTF chromium, the innate response. And look how you're the outlier. You're like, hey, that guy wasn't distracted by donuts at all. What's wrong with him? Well, his blood sugar is so balanced, he's not craving anything. How cool would that be? That can happen. But, of course, Super Don would rather eat the jelly donut. So what am I even here for? I don't know.
Been a while since I've had a jelly donut. Yeah.
Been a while, hasn't it? Yes.
Of course, you know, I was sitting here thinking that they did this study. And again, I suppose that there's some kind of meaningful scientific, reason for doing this type of research that's, you know, above my pay grade.
But for the people who got money to do the study, there was. Other than that, I'm just not sure. I mean,
I'm sitting here thinking, you know, this would actually be kind of a cool test to be a part of, right? I mean, you could go into a clinical trial. And they'll pump you full of all kinds, you know, like, here's this drug that'll make you grow a third eyeball and all this stuff like that. Or we can try and distract you with a jelly donut. I kind of like that one better, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Not if you're, like, minerally proficient. You're not going to be distracted as easily. Hey, I mean, look, the only thing I can see here is that, yes, whoever got the study funded is the beneficiary. Because right now that we know this, we don't have to do a health show anymore. They figured it all out. Jelly donuts distract you. All right, great. All right, the show's over. I'm not coming back. Okay, just kidding. We're coming back. Advanced medicine coming up. Dr. Asha Bittar. We'll see if he shows up on time. If he does, you won't have to drink extra. But if he doesn't, get ready with your shots. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues after the news break because the power to heal and resist jelly donuts is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com. Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.